Foreign dignitaries arriving in Sochi include some of the world's top leaders, such as Chinese President Xi Jinping and United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon. They are sure to enjoy red carpet treatment in the Russian resort, but others are not. VOA reporter Park Brewer says journalists have encountered a host of problems, the most serious being a lack of internet connectivity. But he says that is not all.
Some of the biggest problems, one experienced by my colleague John Spear, as he arrived Thursday midday, when he got to his hotel room, guess what? There was another person in his hotel room, and that's the second story I heard of that happening. There was another gentleman who had traveled here 23 hours, got here at 3 a.m. in the morning, and got into his room and there was another man in his bed. So there have definitely been some problems. I talked to a Russian radio reporter who had some mice scurrying around in her room. A colleague across the hall from me got locked in her room Thursday morning.
Twin toilets lacking privacy partitions have been the object of jokes in the Western media for weeks. Washington Post Moscow bureau chief Kathy Lally found them at the Ekaterinsky Kvartal Hotel where she is staying.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of conversation about these toilets because one was seen in the biathlon center. Then Russians started saying, oh no, it's not really like that. That was just a place where the partition had been torn down because they were turning it into a storeroom. So they were saying that it wasn't true that there are a lot of double toilets. Well, here we have them.
The hotel's maintenance worker, Pavel Osipov, said partitions are going to be installed.
The partitions and the doors will be installed tomorrow. We apologize to the hotel guests for the inconvenience. This toilet is just not finished yet.
But problems experienced by some foreign workers who helped build the Olympic facilities will be harder to solve. More than 120 workers from Serbia and Bosnia were deported from Russia earlier this month. Some of them say they were not paid or they received much less than the agreed amount.
I think that the orders were given that all foreign workers had to leave Sochi for security reasons until a certain date. Some say until January 5th, others say until January 15th. Our bosses knew about it, and because we stayed after these dates, they used it as a chance to have us arrested by the police without having to pay us for our work.
Workers also say their accommodations were substandard, often lacking such basics as electric light in their rooms. Moscow has spent a reported $45 billion to host the world's most expensive Winter Olympics in history. Slatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.